All right, back to Origin, Billy. I've got to congratulate yourself and the Queensland Origin setup. Talk about salvaging some pride and preventing some embarrassment in game number three. They put up a great fight and they got the cash. Congratulations.
Yeah, they did. They instilled a whole heap of hope, going forward for next year. And, a lot of Queenslanders would have been really proud of, the team's performance in game three. And myself included, I thought they played really well, and it's obviously the best performance of the series. No denying New South Wales, they were incredible this year, and they were way too good for us. But it just showed, the Origin's still alive, and coming into next year, it just gives them a little bit of confidence and a belief that they can go out and perform like that.
Well, the Blues still did win the series, though, 94 points to 26. That emphasises their dominance. I'm interested in your thoughts on some of the criticism being levelled at Mitchell Moses, who seems to be made out as the scapegoat here. I thought he warmed into the game, and I made that point the day after the game last week. Do you think the criticism being levelled at Mitch Moses is unfair?
Yeah, I think so. When you play footy, everyone is, well, everyone's out there. They put themselves out there to the criticism, and everyone's responsible for the performance of the team. And look, I thought Mitchell had a pretty good game. I don't think he did anything wrong. It was a lot more pressure than the first two games New South Wales were. And he came up with a try assist, and I thought he controlled things to the best of his ability. But I think when you're measuring him on Nathan Cleary's performances in the first two games, well, you can certainly, forge those arguments. But I think his first game in State of Origin, he did a really good job. And, Queensland were a lot better than they were in the first two games. So he had to play against a much better team. But, I wouldn't put it down to Mitchell Moses' performance is why New South Wales lost the game.